Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
A quick one. Quick morning. Brett's not here. He got the Moderna shot yesterday and is spinning in his own bed. He's got the flu, basically. Gave him the flu. Gives him the chills and the body aches and everything else. Didn't want to come in. So, and the good news is that our building likes that. Like our higher-ups enjoy a good COVID-related illness. Because somehow or another, I think we get money for that, don't we? Like the government kicks in and pays for people being sick from COVID. It's not a sick day anymore.
Gotcha.
It doesn't count as a sick day. Like we have to report it as a COVID day. I think this counts. Because I had my COVID day the day after the first shot when I couldn't see. I was spinning so hard. And then he has his. And if you get a COVID-related illness, it counts as COVID off days. Doesn't affect your sick days. Doesn't if it's great.
You get reimbursed.
I think you get a kickback on that. Somebody just emailed me and said, have you addressed the Dave Ellefson fiasco yet? Matthew did. Have you seen this?
I have not.
He's the guitarist for Megadeth. I've been out with him a couple of times. He's an incredibly nice guy. He's been in the building a few times. He'll make jokes about my favorite person in the world, Dave Mustaine from the band Megadeth. We've goofed back and forth. It doesn't mean that he's mean to him, but he's definitely said, oh, no, there's things about Dave where your impression's pretty dead on the money.
Dave is Dave.
And now Ellefson's in this thing, and it is a catastrophe. Now, Dave is, I do believe, a Lutheran minister. I remember talking about it. I think it's Lutheran. I know he turned to that about 10 years ago, maybe a little longer. He kind of went back into that, and he became a pastor of some sort. I don't know if it's minister or pastor or whatever. But so he's got the, you know, ties back to the religious thing. He's been married for 25-something years, something like that. We know his kid, Roman, great kid, and just really nice people. Well, Dave's embroiled in this mess right now, where a third party got a hold of some videos he was doing on a video conference or a phone chat. And he was with a lady and they were whacking off on the video screen. Evidently. Well, not even evidently. Dave admits it. So he's whacking off on this thing. And then some third party gets it and pushes it out and says that he's grooming underage girls online. Well, the girl has come forward and said, A, I wasn't underage, and B, I was initiating most of this. And Dave, to his credit, puts this big, long thing out and says, this is wildly embarrassing, but I've basically...
Not proud of it.
I'm not proud of it, but it is me. These video chats took place. But let me just tell you, it's two consenting adults doing adult things on a screen. And a third party got hold of it and pushed it out there. So now you get to watch. The internet will allow you to watch Megadeth guitarist whack off all over the place. It ain't pretty. And it ain't good. And I know his wife is... I don't know. It's not good. It's not usually that doesn't go well with your wife. Personal thing, right? It's like it's his own issue, and now all of a sudden he's got to apologize to the internet and fans. He's got to clear up this whole controversy thing with him being underage grooming and stuff going on. So. Dave says, or the girl put out a thing and she said, I'm the girl people are talking about in the posts about David Ellefson right now. Ellefson right now. And I just want to tell my side of the story because people are sharing misinformation. The situation's getting out of hand with the truth being out there. Yes, the video calls did happen, but I was the one to initiate them and never was I underage. I was always a consenting adult. Nothing inappropriate ever happened before that. All consensual. I'm not a victim. I've not been groomed in the slightest and I was the one to initiate it. I was just naive enough to record him and share it with a friend without his permission. Oh! In the end, it was all consensual and online. I don't know how it got to this point, but a lot of information is being left out by the people purposely trying to harm Dave. I would ask that anyone sharing these personal, private videos or information, please stop. Well, it's the internet.
Let's just say that night the bass player took it to the bass.
I keep saying guitar, but he is the bass player. Yeah, it's... That's rough. And that's the thing. Like, you got to trust when you do videos of whacking off with somebody that friend won't pile them over to another person. I guess that's just assumed, isn't it? If I sent you, Brady, a whack 'em off video that you asked for, and then you sent me one, I mean, the classy thing to do in that situation is to keep it between the two of us, right? You don't go showing pals, especially digitally, where I email it to you, like, hey, I'll show you a shot of Brady whacking off.
You sent me tons of stuff.
Tons. And you've never once betrayed that. by emailing it to another person. And again, look, everybody's got their issues. But when the internet says, here's what happened, and then your dork's out there floating around, and the only thing you can do at this point is say, please don't share this. Please don't do this anymore.
It's tough enough.
It's going to get shared.
Yeah.
Now.
So even setting that up, like even if you had that chat going on, I just don't trust the technology that there's other ways that it could get out there.
What
I
do you
don't
mean?
Hear recording it. Just doing like, that. There's like, it would feel too set up.
Well, I would hope.
Dave would say a bad decision that day or night that I discovered this lady on video chat, and next thing you know.
Yeah, it's out and about. Well, if you're doing that first things first, you if you're jerking off to somebody you don't know that well, you're pretty cool with jerking off to people. So I don't think it getting out's a big deal. But, you know, you run around and you're a pastor
you don't
in your church.
This was his only time?
Oh, like, no, I think there's plenty of others. I'm just saying, I don't know if there's other people, but with this particular person, I you got to assume that wasn't the first and only time. Just an assumption. But if you're out there beating off and stuff and it's like, oh, that video got loose, big deal. But if you're a pastor and you got the family and the marriage and all that, it's not that comfortable, you know? It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not very comfortable. And then Matthew Perry's got his deal where he was talking to some 19-year-old girl on a dating app and started to ask if am I older than your dad? And he got all weird about that. And now they're getting him for grooming and they're mad at him. Like, you got to keep this stuff. It's got a celebrity status. I don't understand why you'd ever beat off. And here's the other question. If anybody's got that video with Dave, I'd be, curious. It's safe here. I'm not going to share it with anyone else. But if you got hold of it, I'd like to see. Is it funny? Like, because sometimes those are pretty funny. And I'm not judging Dave. Everybody beats off. We've all, thrown it up there for somebody. An ex might have hold of it.
The other recent famous Dave that came out was at Portnoy.
Now, you're just saying that to be a dick because of barbecue restaurants. Let's not go down.
I'm saying he had his sex video that actually helped his.
Oh sure.
Stock and
see, and that's
and
what
the
I,
girl came out and said. This was,
yeah.
The reading, both of us consenting adults.
Reading Dave's apology or whatever that was, I kind of got the idea that he must have a pretty confident hog. Because like my biggest thing is if somebody like let's say a video of me gets out, and then you have like an ex share that, right?
Yeah.
Like it all falls apart, and then she's got hold of your videos, and then she shares it with somebody. I'd be like, oh, everybody's going to know about my dork. Like it's so average and nothing impressive.
You don't want to go through the ridicule.
I don't
want to
go through the shaming. Yeah,
I don't
want to be a dong meme of like grown man penis being such a sad, sad thing. But if I had a big one, I'd be like, yeah, it happened. What are you going to do? I'd be like all proud at people taking a look at it. And it's about time that thing got out. Let this dragon breathe, it's more of a shaming thing. If you've got a big one, pee-pee videos, you usually write a letter going, yeah, that happened. I'm pretty embarrassed by it, but what are you going to do? That's if you've got a big dork. And maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'd like to judge that.
I would like to judge that.
But, no judgment. Everybody has
And if it was small, what would that do to your relationship?
I don't really have a relationship with him. I like him a lot.
That
wouldn't
spent,
change.
Would it,
no, I would just
read. Would you go to the movies again?
Yeah. I went and saw Joker with him, and he didn't react to like a weirdo or anything. It was
but
normal.
Now you
I saw
see
Star
the video.
Wars with him, too.
I know. So
see the video.
Change?
Only thing changes if I see the video and it's little is I read his apology note differently from the perspective of a man with an embarrassingly small penis. I would read it like, I'd read the parts that say this is embarrassing. But the way I read it, it's like he must have a pretty decent hog because he's not too embarrassed. Like, if it was me, you'd be like, I wish no one had ever seen this. This is embarrassing. At first, I'd deny it, too. But if your face is in it, there's nothing you can do. Somebody's manipulated this video. That's clearly not my penis. I'd deny it.
That's a tough one because you're married. You got a son.
You're a pastor. Yeah, you got all that. You're getting it stacked on you. But it is kind of like to use the word the guy emailed me, it's a fiasco. Because it's beyond just a jerk-off video with somebody you shouldn't have been doing it with. It turned into this internet thing saying she was underage and he grooms underage girls. And I got to apologize for that stuff that didn't actually occur. It's like, oh, boy. So does it like – and this is two people in 1 week, like Brian Callen, who, came in here last week, was the first – I've never known anybody who's been almost canceled or canceled.
He was canceled.
Callen was canceled.
Yeah, according to.
And for not, for what turns out to be, it's starting to look like Brian being railroaded. I don't think.
Unfair canceling.
Oh, yeah. There was not a whole, there was just a speculation, an accusation, and rumor, and that was it, and no proof of it. And he's fought it tooth and nail, and now he's kind of like, I got to get back on my horse. And Dave's got the same thing going on. But again, in rock and roll, we were starting to wait for this, the rock and roll thing started. That's what it was all of, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. He was in the heart of that. I mean, he sobered up from sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Dave was part of that world. So part of his world was the sex thing. Maybe that's still part of his world. It's none of our business.
It's a battle.
You know? It isn't a battle. Maybe it's something he does. Maybe that's something me and his wife are like, you know what? That's a thing. Go nuts.
It becomes a battle, I think. If you're married, well, like you shouldn't get married if you're not going to.
Maybe his wife's cool with it.
That's true. There could be that.
We have no idea. Or we're all placing it on how our lives would be if we got caught beating off in a Zoom video.
Yeah.
With somebody we shouldn't be doing it. You don't know. I don't know if his wife's cool with it or not, but neither do you, and neither does anyone else. So maybe they're like, yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she's totally fine with it.
I don't know how much canceling will happen for him.
Maybe she's like, I just don't want you to actually do it, but you can do it online. If you need that, do it online. Do it with some girl online, so long as it never actually becomes a thing. Beat off all day.
Yeah.
She sees it as no different than porn. So maybe they've got that. And now we put all this judgment on them to be like, well, he shouldn't have been doing this. And the pastor thing certainly isn't leaning towards that behavior. So that's a little confusing. But the church has been letting people beat off for a long time. And in really bad spots.
It's been happening for a long time.
Well, I'm just saying. They've been letting it happen, Brady. They'll just move you when you get caught. The difference was, there was no punishment for it. That's for sure. There was zero punishment until people started to say, stop touching the kids. They were doing more than that.
If it could be online, that would be.
Hey, that would help a lot of the priests. And it's still frowned upon, but would have been tougher for them to hide. That's for sure. It's just kind of a sad situation. So just one accusation. So it's, again, that little reminder that if right now you're listening to us and you're about to hit send, and that mushroom's about to go floating over to somebody else, just trust that they're, A, they may not record it. B, they're going to hang on to it. And if you piss them off, oof.
Mushroom only.
Mushroom only. No faces. Yeah. No moles, no tattoos. What's wrong with you? Dave, if I could yell at you one time before we go see a Star Wars movie again. What's your face doing in the head and shoulders out? Tattoos gone. That's what I do whenever I record my body naked, Brady, is I take a Sharpie marker and I draw on a bad tattoo somewhere, and then I take it off. I'm giving away my secrets. And you put it on your hip. You draw like mama's boy or something right there on your thigh, and it's clear as a bell in your whack-off video. No faces, no nothing.
Just have Nickelback on it. You'll be safe.
Right. I love Nickelback. It's written across my pelvic bone.
Like, oh, that's common.
And then you get in the shower and you scrub that off, and people are like, here's Holmberg whacking off to some girl. It's like, no, and I can prove it.
Yep, that's a great idea.
I love Nickelback tattoo on my
tattoo.
Somebody's screwing around. Get a henna tattoo all around your dick right before you do one of those. Or the other option, which is boring. Don't do it. Boo. Lame life. Quit whacking off to the strange that's dying to watch you whack off on Zoom calls. Yeah, okay.
Top head only, just facial expressions. Yeah. You can't prove it.
Let's just cancel Christmas, fun police. Can't whack off to strange on the Zoom calls anymore. You got to draw on disguises. Put a little mustache on it. Draw Julius, the Pringles man, somewhere on your body. No faces. Shoulder shots down. Even nipples are too identifiable. And then a couple of fake tattoos. That way when they start to identify, I'm like, please. It's the only way to do it. Oh, people are sending me videos of it. Here's Dave jerking it.
Is it? And?
Let's take a look. Am I allowed to look at this on
my work computers? I hope you're not disappointed.
Oh, no. Here we go. No, that's not him whacking off. That's just him talking. We're allowed to do that.
Get to the rat camp.
Yeah, what's this boring nonsense? I've talked to Dave before. This is nothing. Anyway, he's a nice man. Mistakes get made in life.
They do.
You never know what's going to happen, and I hope it all works out for him and his
family.
Lovely family, because, the underage
good kid,
part.
You said.
Oh, Roman's awesome. The underage part is the dangerous thing. That's where it really starts. That lie starts getting, even when the girl comes out and goes, whoa, 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 don't accuse him of that. If anything, he's just he likes beating off online. By the way, glass houses, everyone. Dave likes beating off online.
Who does that?
Come on. It's a $1 billion business. Half of it is free. Imagine what it would cost. Imagine how much money would be made if every porn video cost 10 cents. Every time you clicked on a porn video, I'd spend $200 a week. It just floating through a few. It's like, and it just goes on just to hear the beep, beep.
You might be a little low on that.
10 cents.
Yeah, that's fine.
2,000?
Yeah.
I think it's about right.
If it's 10 cents a minute.
No, it's 10 cents a video. Okay. If they went by the minute,
yeah.
Please, still around $200. I don't need a lot of time. I just need to find the one I like. Most guys are the same.
Yeah, that's 200 times. That's a little heavy.
It's 200 videos is not that bad. You probably go through 10 or 15 every time you're searching. And you do that 8 or 9 times a day like I do, and you're going to get a hefty bill. But imagine, we'd solve all the world's problems. Anyway, to Dave, I hope it all works out. I hope everything that's being said is true. I hope there isn't any grooming of any young people or anything else, but it's weird. I'm now acquaintances with two people who've been through the ringer on these things. How about that? Nice people, too. You never know. Hopefully they're both innocent.
You better not be next up then.
Yeah, you never know. I've been pretty good about kept that under wraps, you know?
Yeah.
Keep my wiener from being public because I'm wildly embarrassed by it. That's why I pee in stalls. Like, you never know who's going to come up next year. I learned that at a spring training game. And that guy said, everybody, look out now.
You reviewed way too much game film just to know.
Well, I read the news. Yeah, you just got to be smart. That's all. Good luck out there, everybody. All you wiener slingers. Good luck. And that's why girls' vag pictures are, first off, they're not appealing too much for the most part. We don't like seeing that. That's for true pervs. But you guys can't. No man can identify that kind of stuff. You're looking, I know who that is. We can never know. We have.
What is my wife doing there?
Yeah. Just, I love Nickelback. That's her. It's 8:57. We got What Would Brady Do coming up. It's 98 KUPD. Zip it up.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98 KUPD.